Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. Welcome to our Good Vibrations podcast about essential oils, positive affirmations, music therapy, and all things wholesome. We hope you will find this a positive place to come and relax as together we explore ideas that can help create good vibrations. Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. And we are on week 7, day 3 of our positive affirmations that we are doing every day. I hope that you'll join us and like our channel on YouTube. Hope that you'll share what you're finding. If you're finding it benefits your life, I hope that you share it with others. Okay, so we are working through Dr. Susan Lawton's Positive Peaceful Growth Journey calendar. And so if you've been following us, you know that every single week there's an affirmation for the week, which this week is I am judgment free. And then there's an affirmation for the day. So going back to the affirmation of the week, we all need to judge things. Like, we all need to use our best judgment on what, you know, what's the best thing to buy at the store? What is the best thing to do for our family? Right and wrong, truth and error, sin and something good to do, right? So I'm not telling you not to judge. Well, I'm not telling you anything. But I'm suggesting that we don't condemn. We definitely want to use our highest judgment. We want to refine our judgment. But we want to judge compassionately. We want to judge after we have as much of the facts as we can get. And we want to leave condemnation to God. So that is the affirmation that we're working on. Judging righteously, getting all the information that we need this week, and definitely leaving the condemnation to God. Because he's the only one who knows everything about us. And so he knows how much we're trying. He can judge the intents and the thoughts of our hearts. And so he's the only one who really gets that role of blessing or reproving. Anyway, so on the other, well, I guess that as parents, we definitely sometimes have to reprove our children, but we don't have to condemn them. We can reprove them. Hey, you need to go and clean your room, you know, or hey, you know, you said you didn't take the cookie from the cookie jar, but you're the only one home and now there's 5 less cookies. I'm thinking it was you. So sometimes we do have to reprove as parents, but we don't need to condemn. We can say, hey, that wasn't a good thing, or even, hey, that was a sin, but you are still a good person and I love you. And so I think that's the most important thing when it comes to not condemning is you are still a child of God and you have infinite worth. Okay, so working on not condemning this week for the whole week. And then the affirmation for today is, I am open to new virtues as they show up. And I really, really love that. Like, when we're talking about not being judgmental, I think we should really free up judgment, especially on ourselves, especially on those in our circles. If we've done things that in the past that weren't for our highest good, we don't need to sit there and call ourselves stupid all day. That doesn't do anything for us. What we can do is when we actually make good decisions, we can praise ourselves and be like, oh my goodness, I made that good decision. I am learning, right? And we can do that for other people too. Like if someone has tended to lie in the past, and when we see that they're telling the truth, especially when it's hard in those situations where it's hard to tell the truth, oh my goodness, look how honest you're being. And so I went to a class once. Actually, I don't know. I was at BYU Education with one of my super good friends, And but we were both going to the classes that we wanted to go to, and she went to a class that sounded amazing. And basically, she went to a class on a parenting class that talked about using virtue words with our children. And when we see them being patient, that we name the virtue. You are being so patient there. You are being so kind there. You are being so generous there. You know, if as we use more virtue language in our words, it helps the children realize, oh, I am generous. I am kind. I am patient. I am tidy, right? Anyway, if you want a list of all the virtue words, I definitely can name all the virtue words, but you can just Google list of virtue words. But also, William Bennett has written this book called The Brick of Virtues. So if you want to read stories to yourself or to your children that talk about virtues, I highly recommend his book. I'll try to put it in the comments today. And there's some other virtue books that I have that kind of explains virtues and kind of gives so if you were going to be honest in this situation, what would you do? Or if you're going to be generous in the situation, what would you do? You know, anyway, I love those situational things that we can, explore, or the books that we have out on virtues that can help us. So, I don't know, maybe even as you're watching TV and you see someone do something really good, praise that out with virtue language. Wow, that person was super courageous. You know, maybe it's a hero movie or something. That person was super courageous. Just using virtue language is in our vocabulary so that our children hear those words and we hear those words and we all want to develop those qualities. Because I do believe that we are all children of God, and if there's a virtue out there, God has it. And if there's a virtue out there, whether it's patience or kindness or being humble, God has it and He wants us to develop it. So the more we use virtue language in our life, the more we remind ourselves that we want to have those virtues. Okay, so again, the affirmation for today is, I am open to new virtues as they show up. Okay, now if you've been following us, you know that for the whole entire week on being judging righteously, we are whatever we're doing, whatever affirmation we're working on for the week, we always have a diffuser blend. And this week's diffuser blend is 2 drops of Melaleuca, which is the oil of energetic boundaries, 2 drops of juniper berry, which is the oil of the night or the unknown, and 2 drops of Douglas fir, which is the oil of generational wisdom. And today is Thursday, and so we're going to be talking about the last of the one. We're going to be going into the emotional aspects of Douglas fir and how it can support us emotionally. And then tomorrow on Friday, we always go through the physical aspects of each of those oils. So if you love essential oils and you're trying to learn what they do for you emotionally and physically, this is a super great broadcast to be listening to so that you get to know them kind of a little bit at a time and you get to experience them. Okay, so Douglas fir. Douglas fir is a tree oil. And the thing you need to know about tree oils is all tree oils are super grounding, which means that if you suffer from anxiety or fears or stuff like that, tree oils are going to calm that down. And Douglas fir is one that has been used medicinally and in spiritual rituals for the Native Americans. And I'm using this book right now, Emotions and Essential Oils, an A to Z Guide, and it's by Rebecca Hines. Anyway, and I just wanted to read you a sentence out of this. It says that Douglas fir helps to emotionally for us to get a sense of general well-being. So if you're the type of person who is kind of like just has like these residual kind of fears or something bad's going to go on or something, Douglas fir can help with that. It also super helps with people who have ADHD, ADD, and they're just scattered, or maybe you don't even have it, but you just kind of go from project to project to project, never really finishing everything because you just have so much on your plate. Douglas fir can definitely help bring back the focus. And they actually have affirmations for each of the oils in this book too, which I totally love. I just wanted to read you the affirmation that goes along with Douglas fir. It says, my mind is alert and I am focused on my goals. And who doesn't want to be a little bit more focused on their goals? I can easily accomplish anything I set my mind on doing. My spirit is uplifted and I am filled with energy for living. I love expressing my creativity. So that's what Rebecca Hines gave as a beautiful affirmation for Douglas fir. The focus, the being able to reach our goals more easily because we are more focused on them. And then in this book, which I'm going to show you in just a minute. But okay, so it's called Essential Emotions, Your Guide to Process, Release, and Live Free. Absolutely my favorite book on how essential oils help us emotionally. And you can get it at Aromatools or Oil Life. Super funny. And are probably a lot of other different places too, but those are some of my two favorite stores to shop on. Shop online for. Okay, so what I wanted to tell you about Douglas fir is that it can, so the negative emotions that Douglas fir assists with is negative generational patterns. So if you have something that is just going through generations of your family, whether it's alcoholism or an addiction to pornography, or maybe anger issues, or maybe it's that people have a tendency to lie and not speak their truth and hide their real self. Anyway, if you have those generational issues kind of going through your family, please think Douglas fir. It can be an amazing essential oil to help break those chains. Now, I'm not going to say, oh, diffuse Douglas fir and you're not going to have any of those issues anymore. No, I'm not going to say that. But I do think diffusing Douglas fir can help support us emotionally and can help remind us that we don't want to keep repeating the harmful patterns of the past, that we can choose to be better. We can choose to be the link breaker. I love that phrase, being a link breaker. We can be the ones that breaks the links of all the unhealthy stuff that went in the past and to create new, amazingly good links for the future. Okay, so that's one of the things that you want to think of when you're thinking of using Douglas fir, breaking the unhealthy generational links from the past. Okay, it also helps with respect for others. It helps us to think more deeply about what's really the wise thing to do. And it can help with learning in the past. Now, really quick here, before I talk about some of the positive property. Oh, okay, really quick here. I wanted to say that Douglas fir can also help in, hold on, I wanted to read this to you, increasing the bond within one's family. So as we are going into the holiday time with Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas coming up and all these holiday get-togethers, if there have been, tension between family members, I would try diffusing some Douglas fir. I think it's an amazing oil to just, again, help everything calm down. And as I think as we're calm, that we can start appreciating each other more. Anyway, okay, so, two, if you're feeling burdened by family issues, like maybe it's not your issue, but you have children or siblings or parents or whatever that you're concerned about and you just don't feel like you can really do anything about it, Douglas fir can help us calm down and know that we're not the only ones working on the problems, that everyone here on earth is God's children and he's all wise and he's all powerful and he can help orchestrate some things to come into people's lives that can change things around. So I'm just saying, if you have a family issue that doesn't seem to be going away and you can't really seem to do anything about it, don't give up hope. Pray on, pray on, pray on. Know that God is good and that he is loving and that he will be doing everything he can to bring good into these people's lives that we are concerned about. Okay, so I think that's everything that I wanted to say about Douglas fir. Tune in tomorrow so you can see what Douglas fir does physically, and also tune in to see what juniper berry and melaleuca do physically. Super great oils. We use melaleuca all the time. So tune in tomorrow so you can see how you're using it. And I hope that you'll put your, if you're loving Douglas fir, I hope, and you're using it already, hope you're going to put some of your comments into this, the comments of this post. Anyway, okay, so every single week too, Dr. Susan Lawton pairs us up with a beautiful song. I wasn't super connecting with the song that she paired us up on with being judgment free. So I'm flipping the song this week in helping us be judgment free and not even helping us be more open-minded with ourselves too. I flipped it to the song, Lord, I Will Follow Thee, which says, some of the lyrics in that song is, are whom I to judge another when I walk imperfectly? In the quiet heart is hidden sorrows that the eyes can't see. And that's so true. Like one of our general authorities said, if you treat everyone like they are going through one of the hardest periods in their time, you will be right more often than you will be wrong. Because whether we are going through something intensely hard, or whether we have friends or family members that are going through something intensely hard, we all have something in our life that we're concerned about. And so when we're treating people with love and generosity and grace, when we're giving people grace, that can make it the world a better place. I guess I'll just say it that way. Okay, so this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, Living the Wholesome Life. And hold on just a minute. And I'm just reminding you to think about the virtues that are going on today and to celebrate them as they show up in your lives and in the lives of other people in your circle. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining our podcast. We love and appreciate you. If you've heard some ideas that will add value to your life, be sure to share this podcast with your friends. And be sure to subscribe or follow this podcast so you don't miss an episode. And lastly, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.